Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as we do. Jack Mitchell is here. I promised you he'd be here, and he is. And we got some big stuff going on here. We got a lot of exciting stuff to do here today. We got a brand spanking new book that we're launching on this show right now. You know Jack as the as our favorite haberdasher. He's the patriarch, the current patriarch, the son of the founder of Mitchell's Richards, outstanding clothiers in the tri-state area up around New York, Connecticut, and et cetera. And he authored the book Hug Your Customers, which took the world by storm. And I've been glad to say that we've been in on that project since before it was a book. And he's got a brand new book out now called Hug Your People, and it's all about taking care of your internal customers. And he's our good friend Jack. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here. You know that. Thank you very, very much for having me on.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you. I'm thrilled about it.
Let me tell you something, folks. That before we get started on the Hug Your People, this is an email, Jack, that I just got in. Folks, remember when Jack has talked to us about how all the different things that he and his people do to take care of customers. You know, the remember what the title of the first book was, Hug Your Customers. And Jack comes on the show and he talks to you about all the things that they do and how all the different ways that they hug their customers. Well, Jack, I got an email last night from another member, from a fellow member of my brain trust. And I'm going to go ahead and say her name. I don't think she'd mind me saying this. Judith Glazer, ladies and gentlemen, you know, she's one of our good brain trust members. Jack, she says, oh, by the way, she wrote me an email. She said, Jim, by the way, I noticed that you're having Jack on your show. She got my newsletter that has my schedule on it. And she said, I know you're having Jack Mitchell on your show. She says, as you know, we live in Connecticut and we shop there.
Wow, great.
And then, but wait, Jack, then she said, after we make purchases, we get a nice note from him referencing what we bought and thanking us. Pretty special, she says.
Well,
how about that?
Kind of hugs that is the kind of hugs that we do, Jim, because we really do care for each and every customer, as you know. And what happened, obviously, the second book, as you just indicated, is all about the internal customers, your associates or your huggers, as I like to call them, or your employees. I mean, every single time I did a speech or came on a radio show like yours, the very first question that people always ask me, well, you know, how in the heck do you make your people be so nice? How do you make them do what you say they do? And of course, you know, I sort of chuckled because I don't really make people do anything, as you well know. You know, it's really I like to say, well, we sort of buy them that way. You know, we hire them that way.
they come out of the box that way, don't they?
Right, they do. Well, that's we as you know from reading Hug Your People, my new book. I mean, we take a long time. I mean, several interviews, because it's important for the person that's joining our team, because we really had this mentality of hiring for life. And so I went back to my first book, Hug Your Customers. I said to myself, gee, I've got to write another one, because people, I had a whole section in my first book called The Big Secret, which of course was about your internal customers, your employees. But I realized that I really hadn't gone into it in any real depth and didn't take the time to do as many stories, which, as you know, is my sort of mantra. I mean, I just tell stories about, and then obviously make a business point. And so the second book really is about, it's a business blueprint of how to hire the right people and treat them thoughtfully and motivate them and educate them to create great value for them, for the employees themselves, all the associates, and of course our customers, and of course your business. So it really is about all that, and I came up with these five principles that you know I've you know, articulate and talk about in the book. I mean, first it's nice, and then of course we have to trust the people. They have to trust us. We take great pride in them. They take great pride in our business, in the community, and elsewhere. And then of course we include them. We're a very inclusive organization and company. We really try to really invite input from our associates on almost every level, on almost all the challenges and the fun things that we do. And then of course we have to recognize them. Of course we pay them and we try to pay them well and then some. But it's more than the money. You know that.
The nice part. I want to talk about the nice part first.
Yeah, sure.
That's your first principle.
Yes.
Talk to us for a second about being nice. We're going to go to a break in a few seconds, but get started on that. What do you mean by being nice to them?
Well, you know, I picked up this word because it was the one word that I didn't, or one concept that I really didn't articulate in the first book, of how you hire people. And I did a speech, you know, to a group in Denver, and this gentleman put his hand up. He owned 84 hotels, and he said, "Jack, you've got really, really to hire nice people." I said, "What's nice, Walter?" And he said, "Well, you just came from New York to Denver. Over the great Mississippi, over St. Louis, you probably know whether the person next to you, if you focus on it.
Hold on, Jack. I'm sorry. I got to go to a break. Quick break, folks. 10 to 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jack Mitchell, CEO of Mitchell Richards and the author of Hug Your Customers and the brand spanking new book out called Hug Your People. You have two kinds of customers, folks. You got your internal customers and your external customers. The external customers are the ones that we've always called customers. Those are the folks who come in, lay their money down on the barrel head, and then the internal customers are the people you hire, the ones that have become part of your team, who help you leverage your business model, your dream. And Jack is an expert at hugging both of those categories, and he's here. He's been talking to us about how to do that. And we've been talking about the nice part of your strategy, Jack, your five principles: nice, trust, pride, inclusion, and recognizing. The nice part, what do you do, Jack, when people take advantage of your niceness?
Gee, I don't think people really do that, Jim. I really think that what you got to do is just listen to them and then feed it back and be even nicer. I mean, very rarely does somebody take advantage. I mean, again, we have, as you know, working into the whole idea of trust. I mean, we have no rules. We have guidelines and standards. So we just come back to them and say, look, these are our standards. They're very, very high standards. And we expect everyone to live up to those. Everybody lives up to them a little differently. You know, hugs differently. By the way, Jim, a hug, just for your new listeners, you know, of course it can be a bear hug, but a hug is any caring gesture or act or deed that says, wow, right, these folks at Mitchell's or Richards or on Jim Blessingame's show are
well, you know, really you, a pat on the shoulder, a pat on the back can be a major hug.
Or just
well done.
I mean, my opening story in the book came that when I went back to really reread the book, and all of a sudden I got this email from this wonderful woman who was working at a great store in New York City, and she had sold, would you believe, $1 million worth of shirts and ties. That's a lot of shirts and ties.
Wow.
But she said, you know, I get paid fine and I get decent benefits, but she said, I've been working here almost 3 years, and no one, as you were saying, Jim, no one put, you know, my hand on my shoulder or shook my hand and said, "Nice job, Sarah." No one.
Yeah.
And she said, "I've read your book." You know, she wrote me this 4-page.
She probably wants to come to work for you.
She did. And, you know, P.S., you know, she's been with us now for 3.5 years. She's
right,
the most prolific seller,
right,
because she could be herself. She could be herself within our environment. She could sell shirts and ties and suits and sport coats for men and for women. And she could have fun doing it, building customers one at a time, getting to them. And she did have a challenge, candidly, working in a non-commissioned environment here where we're
right,
all working together on the same team.
Right.
But you know what? She got over that because she could see the fun that everybody was having, that being nice to each other. Come back
right,
to your niceness thing.
Right.
And people were nice, and they weren't fighting. They were working together for their best interest, for our best interest, which, of course, is for the customer's best interest. And it's one of these classic win-win-win-win. Everybody has a good time doing it. So nice.
Well, how do you find and hire nice people? What's the criteria for niceness?
I have you know, to me, it's the real criteria is that they have to really, really be people that care and are compassionate for other people, and they do simple things like they're polite and you know, open the door for somebody, that they use you know, the old-fashioned words like please and thank you. They're a pleasing type of people, and then of course they have to really have this bone-deep integrity. They really have to be open and nice in the way they express their integrity, that they really...
Well, it would seem to me that one of the things would be somebody who really likes to be around people. Somebody,
of course.
You know, they've got to be somebody who will walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" You know, that kind of person who's rather than somebody who has a sort of a disdain for other people. You know, you've been in these places, Jack. You've gone to businesses where you get the idea that the person who's supposed to be waiting on you would rather you hadn't come in.
Sure, of course, and you know, it's. I have a story in my book, as you've read, you know, called Kathy with a K or Kathy with a C.
Right.
Is it James or is it Jim or is it John, which is my real name, or Jack? So if people that take the time to do that, and when you probe in an interview and you ask people about these types of things, you know, you can see whether they've taken the time to be nice to people. It's a very simple. But when you really think about it, when you really focus on, is the person, I want to be with people that I enjoy coming to work for and with. I want to wake up in the morning and have friends here. I mean, that's another simple criteria. How many times usually you can find a fun environment, a nice environment where people look forward to coming because they have two or three really close friends there, and therefore they've been there for a long time. It's just not one of these job things. It's a career thing. So we hire people, nice people, for life, for no probation periods, no, you know, only careers.
Jack, we talk about trust a lot on the show, and it's not that I don't want to skip it because it's not important, because it is very important. We talk about that quite a bit on the show. I want to move down and talk about pride. Talk to us about your idea of pride and why this is important in hugging your people.
Well, I think it's a concept that people do forget about once in a while. I mean, to me, if somebody comes to work and feels really that they're joining an organization that they can say, I work for General Electric, I work for IBM, I work for Jim Blasingame, I work for Mitchell, Richards, and Marshes, and I'm proud of that. Because why? Maybe it's because they're in the community and they're giving back to the community through different charities or different works, or that they themselves become involved in a charity. You know, I have a story of Lisa Capitelli, who worked for my son Bob in the buying office, has worked for us for 20 years, and Helene Cody, who's our credit manager. They got together 2 years ago and they asked, could they help raise money for and collect gifts for the inner city kids here in Connecticut? Huh. Of course, we said yes. Now they were the ones that were awarded all these awards by the mayor of Bridgeport, and their families came to this meeting, and we all sat there, all the Mitchell family, and we cheered them. They took time and pride.
Yeah.
And
Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. I'm going to try to get Jack excited about what he's doing here over the break, so stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance and use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. You can find all the work that Jack Mitchell and I have done here on the show over the years. I'll go back and listen to all of the things that he's done with us, and you can even podcast those if you want to. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, askjim.biz is where you get your small business answers now. Jack, give us your website and tell us how we can find both books, Hug Your Customers, the first book, and Hug Your People, the brand spanking new one.
HugYourPeople.com will do it, Jim, or HugYourCustomers.com. Either way will bring to my new website, and it'll be able to show you what we're all about, how to buy the book, how to buy lots of books.
Now, folks, you got to have both of them now. They got to have both books now. Hug Your Customers
well,
and
that,
Hug Your
course.
People.
they do go together for sure.
Absolutely, no question about it. Jack, let's move on down and talk about another one of your principles, which you call include. And you know, the thing that is so important for small business managers especially to understand is that if we're going to get to the finish line, if we're going to knock this ball out of the park, we really can't. You know, you really can't hit a grand slam all by yourself.
Somebody else has
got to get on base. Three people have got to get on base before you can actually hit a grand slam. You got to have help, and when you have people working for you, you got to treat them. You got to treat them like it matters, don't you?
Of course, and I think that's a great analogy. I mean, you know, to me, I use the phrase, which I actually learned from a speech I did from another company, so I have to credit them. But the power of all of us is really, really, you just can't do it alone. You know, you do need men or women, if you're playing softball, on base in order to hit that grand slam home run. And a simple little phrase, by the way, to get people included and feel good about it is I always say, you know, I need your help, Jim. Or at the end, I have some ideas here, but I really invite you to give me some input. What do you think about this?
That's the magic question. That's the magic question right there, Jack.
What do you think? Because that draws people in a genuine. By the way, all these concepts have to. That's why I've written the book in stories, real stories. You have to genuinely believe in this whole idea of hugging, of sharing, and you know, I have five eyes, as you know, and include. First, you have to invite people to say, what do you think about this new idea in compensation, for example, and then they feel that they can give you genuine input. Then they feel involved. Then they feel really included. And then when you come up with a resolution, doesn't have to be their ideas or all their ideas. Obviously, you can, you know, it comes from all of us. Then they feel invested. They feel like they were part of the process, and they're off and running. And then, you know, the biggest example I have in the book is, you know, this happens to so many small businesses these days. You do acquire other businesses for whatever good reasons. And we had this great acquisition that we bought a store in Long Island called Marsh's 2.5 years ago. And what we did was we included three of our top sellers here at Richards, that Jim, John, and Frank, and Jeff, and they went over to Long Island. When we announced the fact that we had bought the business, they were there, and they were able to say, look, this happened to us 10 years ago, and really they want to include you in the decision-making process. Mm-hmm. They want to trust these people. And then we went over to the restaurant, of course, after we had made the announcement, and of course we had memorized everybody's name. We knew everybody there, and they had also. We went from table to table, and all of a sudden you could see that they really began to understand this was an inclusive situation. And the story I tell in the book is about the compensation. They had a compensation system that we don't have time to talk about, but it was really not a good one, and it had all different components. And so we said we were going to change it. We weren't sure exactly how it was going to end up, and that was the truth. So we really invited them, give us your input of how you think you'd like to be compensated, like to be paid, what system. And long story short, we had a series of meetings, but when we changed in April of the first year, the following year, I mean, by that time, everybody was invested in terms of changing from a commission sort of bonus system.
It was their plan. It wasn't your plan.
It was
that's
together.
The key.
That became our plan.
But isn't that the key, though? I mean, it's got to be something that they feel that they've invested in and that they've contributed to.
Exactly. So
whatever it is, folks, whether it's changing when the store is open, whether it's you know, the merchandise that you buy or a compensation plan or whatever, it's very important that this include thing. And folks, all these little jewels that we've been talking about is inside of Jack's new book, Hug Your People, which is the follow-up, the companion now book to Hug Your Customers. Jack, give us the website one more time, please.
It's hugyourpeople.com or hugyourcustomers.com.
And it's just out in newsstands right now, right?
Tomorrow it'll be available in Barnes & Noble and all of, hopefully, the great small
bookstores
throughout this great country of ours.
Thanks, Jack, for being here. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
See you next time.
Best everyone.
Yeah. Quick, got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.